This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says the hopes for a ceasefire now lay in the hands of designated terrorist group Hamas.
Israelis have been cooperating. There's an offer out there that's rational. We don't know what we'll know in a couple of days if it's going to happen. But we need the ceasefire.
It comes a day after the Vice President, Kamala Harris, met with a member of Israel's wartime cabinet who came to Washington in defiance of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the Biden administration intensifies its effort to push more humanitarian aid into war-battered Gaza. Biden, Harris, and other senior administration officials have become increasingly blunt about their dissatisfaction with the mounting death toll in Gaza and the suffering of innocent Palestinians as the war nears the five-month mark. Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan warned Israel again, blocking Muslims' entrance to Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque during Ramadan. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan said Tuesday that Israel would face grave consequences if it banned Palestinian Muslims from entering the Al-Aqsa Mosque at Temple Mount in Jerusalem during the coming month of Ramadan. Within the context of the approaching month of Ramadan, we are relaying our messages to the necessary places regarding the need to prevent provocations. Radical Israeli politicians' demands to restrict entrance of Muslims to the Al-Aqsa Mosque is complete nonsense. Taking such a step will undoubtedly have grave consequences. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins March 11th. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Armed groups continue seizing power while the president, Ariel Henry, in Haiti, remains outside the country, initially to round up troops from Africa to regain power. Officials told the Associated Press that Henry landed late Tuesday afternoon at the international airport in the capital of San Juan. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity. Henry was expected to travel to the Dominican Republic later and fly to Haiti, but the government of the Caribbean nation closed its air borders as gangs in Haiti continue to escalate their attacks on key targets such as prisons and the main international airport. That's Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He's saying Tuesday that he welcomed the International Criminal Court's arrest warrants for the top Russian commanders for suspected war crimes in Ukraine. The ICC, based in The Hague, said that they were reasonable grounds to believe that the two were responsible for missile strikes carried out by the forces under their criminal or command against the Ukrainian electric infrastructure from at least 10th of October of 2022 until about March 9th of 2023. In a video address, Zelensky said that Russia's long-range aviation and Black Sea fleet carried out terrorist campaigns against the state and people, strikes against the energy and infrastructure. Top European Union officials have outlined ambitious plans to boost its defense industry at an unprecedented pace as the bloc seeks to respond to the threat posed by Russia's war in Ukraine and a transatlantic partner in the U.S. that could be wavering on its commitments to Europe.
The European Union is not a military alliance, but the treaties express to build a common and security defense policy.
And it's EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell. The $1.63 billion defense industry program would be financed from the European Union budget for the period between 2025 and 2027. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.